Good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is Candy G. I am a radio talk show host, TV personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. I am also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I personally have a strong desire to affect real change, as I myself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to a life of bounty and joy. Now, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News Media. The principles that you will hear here are based on you, the listening audience, living your remarkable life, which is the foundation for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all the work that gets delivered. I, Candy G, am personally dedicated to bringing you high-quality information through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. Now, before we get to today's guest, who I am so excited about, oh, this is a great, great, great topic, I want to share with you today's G-Note. Well, what's a G-Note? It's what I call a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. Today's G-Note simply reads, a great way to build belief is to create tools to keep yourself on track. Listening to audio tapes that keep you focused, reading books that help you develop a personal positive message, listening to music that is inspirational, or watching TV and movies that make you laugh. Turn off the national obsession of 24/7, constantly negative news, and turn on Candy G Radio today at 3 p.m. Okay, I know it was a commercial, but I'm telling you that we're here for a reason. We are here to bring you the tools that you need to live that remarkable life and help you build belief in those. So, you know, without further ado, I'm going to talk to you about today's guest. You know, and I'm so excited to have Lewis Berlin here. He has dedicated his life to the pursuit of professional excellence, philanthropy, innovation, and raising five successful children. Wow. His outstanding academic and personal credentials are factors in his accomplishments. His education includes degrees at some of the most well-respected schools in the country, including a BA cum laude from Princeton University, an MBA from the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School of Finance. There's so many things, Lewis, we want to know from you. Welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Thank you, Candy. I'm delighted to be here.
How fun. You know, this is going to be such a great show. And, you know, some of the things that we are going to talk about, and I know this is a huge concern, and that as folks age, one of the biggest concerns that many of us will face is, how will I be able to take care of myself financially later in life? How can we get our money to outlast us? And that's really what we want to talk to you about today.
The reason I wrote my book, and I guess I should tell you at this point that I wrote a book called The Financial Fitness Handbook, is to specifically discuss these things because it's a very complicated issue, and we'll be able to get to some of the major points in the course of the show, but it's really a book of lists. It's 15 lists on how to make your money outlast you. And the goal of it is to have you achieve peace of mind about your financial future. And I want to mention that this book is available for $24.95 on Amazon.com, but anybody who's listening to this show can get it absolutely free. Just go to my website, www.insuranceforenhancedliving.com, and you'll click on a link there to request my book. You can download it for free, but I'm happy to mail you a hard copy. It'll pop up with an email. Just erase what's in the email and just say, send me the book at no charge, as you mentioned on the Candy G Show, and we'll get this out to you.
You know, it's so exciting about that, and I'm glad you mentioned it right up front. And we're going to mention this several times through the show. And you know, Lewis, I get what kind of a person you are. Why do you want to give this book away for free? You know, most speakers are out there saying, buy my book, buy my book. Why do you want to do this for free?
My goal is education. I'm very fortunate. I went to good schools, and I've had a number of great business experiences. Over the course of my lifetime, I've owned and operated probably more than 20 businesses, many of which I've sold for a nice profit. And it got to a point where I was trying to figure out what to do with the rest of my life, and several things happened. I really think it was a message that was sent to me. One of the things that happened was when I met my wife, or the woman who was to become my wife, her mother was already in a nursing home. Jane had suffered an aneurysm when she was 57 years old. She was in the prime of life. I'm sorry I didn't know her when she was this young, vivacious, exciting woman. I met her. She was in a nursing home. She stayed in that nursing home for 27 years. It's one of the longest time periods that anybody stayed in a nursing home, and it bankrupted her family. Her poor husband sold the house, got out of his retirement funds, and they went on Medicaid to have this absolutely horrible, meager existence. So one of the things that forced me to start looking at this was helping other people avoid this situation. My mother is in her nursing home. Now, my father provided very well for her, but when he started getting older and started losing track of some of his finances, one year he forgot to pay her long-term care insurance premium. So as a result, we go through her money at the rate of $120,000 a year, all of which would have been paid by an insurance company because nobody was looking over his shoulder supervising him. The insurance agent who sold him the policy stopped paying attention to it. Another story is my sister-in-law was 61 years old. She was a talent agent in L.A. She still is a talent agent in L.A., very successful. She earned more than $5 million a year representing various clients. But she was the only one in her company who would bring in the talent and manage them. Everybody else there was support staff. On a Friday evening at 8:45 in the summer, so it was just getting dark, it was a twilight out there, she was late for a client's party on Pacific Coast Highway in Marina Del Rey. She parked on the opposite side of the street, and she didn't want to walk the block and a half to the traffic light, so she tried to walk across four lanes of traffic to get to the other side. She successfully got across three lanes of traffic. In the fourth lane, a car going less than the speed limit hit her, broke her legs, tossed her in the air. She landed on her hip and her arm, broke her hip and her arm, and she was in a coma for a month. She was in the hospital for a year. She's still in rehab now, 5 years later. She did not have long-term care insurance. She did not have disability insurance. And the reason is the person who was managing her finances didn't think to put it in there. He was so interested in squirreling away the last dime, he never realized that he was jeopardizing this whole woman's future.
Well, you know, there's a whole lot to ask about what you were talking about there. And what we're going to do is we're going to head off to a commercial break. And when we come back, Lewis, I have a host of questions for you, and you're going to help us unravel this mystery. Hey, this is Nothing But Good News. This is Candy G right here with Lewis Berlin. Don't go anywhere because this is an hour you don't want to miss. It's absolutely mandatory. We'll be right back.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean, AmeriJet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. AmeriJet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport to airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call AmeriJet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G books should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Candy G. Welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, and I'm here with Louis Berlin today. But one of the things I want to share before we get back to Louis is that my personal mission is to help others create their vision. I feel that the true path to having the life that you want begins with having a strong, clear vision. And I will be bringing my expertise to hundreds in an affordable new coaching and membership program called I Vision My Life. With coaching calls, guest speakers, a community forum, and people all over the world will be enhancing their lives and living the lives that they dream. Visit iVisionMyLife.com for more details. And we've got some amazing surprises about that showing up soon. So keep an eye on iVisionMyLife.com. You know, Louis, so happy to have you here. And you shared so much in the first segment. I want to start with some basics. And one of the things that I want to start with, and I've got a host of questions here for you, is what is the single most important financial rule?
As I say in my book, The Financial Fitness Handbook, the single most important rule is the golden financial rule, which is basically know where the gold is. You would be amazed at the number of clients I meet who have no idea where their assets are and how to access them. They don't know exactly how much they own. They don't know the insurances they own. They don't know what they owe. The key is you need to have a written list of everything you own and how to access it. And the problem is that in relationships where there are two people together, it's generally one person who knows that information and the other is clueless. You can't afford to be put in that situation. I'm not saying the other person's going to do something wrong. But somebody gets hurt, somebody dies, somebody leaves. You need to know where you stand.
Where is it? You know, it's interesting. You know, and I suppose I can understand how a lot of folks would be in a place of, especially when you get to that place of not knowing what you owe. I think a lot of folks may buy, they may build up that debt, they may not know what they owe, and they kind of have blinders on because they don't want to know. Because if I don't know, it's not going to be that bad.
That's exactly right. It's always in things you're not really comfortable with and things you're not familiar with. It's always nice to say, I'm going to leave it up to the other person. I trust that person implicitly. But that's not always a smart move. It certainly makes you feel good in the short run, but it can really hurt you long term. The other thing I find is if you know where things are and you understand how they work, then you can have input into things. And I find generally you want two people making financial decisions, not one. I'll give you a for instance. I worked with a woman in her late 70s. Her husband is substantially older. We were starting going over some basic financial questions that I had. And I said, well, it would be helpful to know what your tax situation is because that can help us in planning for a lot of other things. Because if you have losses that you're going to be writing off, maybe we should do something one way as opposed to another. He said, oh, yeah, we have some bad investments, and we're going to be writing them off this year. I said, how much are they? He says, well, I think it's somewhere around $25,000. I said, who knows? She says, I'll ask my husband. The husband came into the room. I said, how much are you going to be writing off this year in a bad investment? He goes, it's about $400,000.
Wow.
So that was $400,000 of investments that she was not really aware of. She knew they were involved in it, but she hadn't been part of the decision in going into it. And I got to tell you, women are a lot more conservative than men. They don't fall for a lot of the sales stuff and the gimmicky stuff. And had she been having to sign off and co-write those investment checks, she wouldn't have been in that situation.
Okay, so let's say, and I want to address this for a second. So let's say that you have a couple and they have been doing their finances in the same way for a long time. How do you approach that conversation of just sitting down saying, all right, honey, you've been doing the finances for so long, now I want in. I mean, how would you suggest folks kind of approach that conversation?
I think the best way to approach it is not in an adversarial way, but in a way saying, I'd like to be able to share with you the responsibility. It's a lot to ask. Things are getting more complicated. The investments out there are much more sophisticated. Two minds will work better than one. And most people understand if you say, you know, you're running the finances, thinking of what happens if you get incapacitated for a short time, for a long time, don't you want to know that the finances remain secure?
I think for a lot of folks, too, don't you think it's kind of a touchy subject? It's like if I turn around and say, well, let me know what's going on more with the finances. Is that kind of saying, I don't trust what you're doing and you've been taking care of the finances for a long time?
It depends on how you say it.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. You know, but I want to move on, and I want to go to this place of preparing. You're talking about getting prepared.
But I got to tell you one thing.
Tell me.
If you're uncomfortable having that conversation because you're not sure about where the other person has been managing the money, honey, you better find out real quick, because that means something's going on and it's not going on in your favor. And I see that all the time.
I think that piece is probably very true. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. Absolutely. So let's talk about preparedness.
Okay.
How do you prepare? How do you tell folks to get started?
Well, first of all, people have this naive assumption when they start out in life that everything in their paycheck is theirs and they're entitled to spend it all. This is silly. Okay. You're going to be working for how long? Let's say you start working in your late teens, early 20s, mid-20s. Let's say you did a lot of schooling, late 20s, and you're going to go on for, what, 40 years? So you're going to be into your 60s, maybe into your early 70s. Well, what's going to happen after that? At 70, you're in the middle of life now. You're going to go on to 90, 95. If you're a kid now, we're going to start seeing lots of people living to the hundreds. So you've got 30 or 40 years when you're not going to be actively working, producing an income where you have to live on the residuals of what you've saved up till then. It's not like your grandparents' time and your great-grandparents' time, where the whole goal was get to retire. You retired at 65. You went out to shovel snow when you were 66, and you were dead by 66 and a half. It's not happening anymore. People are living a long time, and it takes money and lots of money. So you need to start putting money aside as much as you can.
And starting when?
Starting immediately.
So are you talking to young folks? Or are you talking to older folks?
Well, it's never too early. It's never too late to start saving. You can always start putting money aside. My wife and I have routine. We make money off the Sunday paper. That's the easiest place to make money because there are coupons in there, most of which are things we don't need, but a lot of things that we do need. You know, every once in a while, Publix runs the $5 coupon in there. Well, I'll go out and buy 10 newspapers. It'll cost me an investment of 50 cents times 10 bucks, which is $5. I'll have $50 of Publix coupons. I'm not embarrassed to do that. Do I need to do that? No. But every bit that you save helps. And you can do that at every age. When you start working, kids must immediately have a separate bank account that some of their paycheck goes to. It should not even show up in your paycheck. It should go into a separate bank account, and that's money you're not allowed to touch. That's your investment money. And we'll talk later on about different places where we can invest it in. But I'll tell you the other thing. I start putting money aside for grandchildren the day that they're born. It's not too soon. And if you put aside a small amount of money, and you're clever the way you do it, it grows into a huge amount of money later on.
So if you've got somebody listening and they've been saying for a long time, I know I've needed to save money for my retirement, but I'm at this place right now where I've had to use my retirement money and I really don't have anything saved. And look at me, I'm at this place now where maybe I'm 40 or maybe 50 or maybe even 60. What can you say to those folks?
There are ways to cut back on spending. There are absolutely ways you can find money. Lots of places. For instance, I don't understand the whole philosophy of going to a gas station and going inside and buying a bottle of water for $2. It doesn't make any sense to me. Now, water in the supermarket is 25 cents. Keep it in your car. I don't understand Starbucks. They're lovely places. My kids go to it all the time, but I've got a rule. The rule is, you'd make coffee at home, you put it in a thermos, you bring it with you, you can sit down and enjoy the free Wi-Fi, you can sit down and socialize, you can meet and then start cruising for boyfriends or girlfriends or whatever you want on your 25 cents worth of coffee. But to pay $4.50 for a pumpkin latte spice coffee, I don't get it. I hope Starbucks isn't a sponsor of this show because I'm going to get in trouble.
Oh, I was going to mention that. No. Now, you know, and the thing that's interesting, and I get your point, I absolutely get your point, because there's a lot of things that we have just learned, and I've used that example as well, going to a place and getting a high-priced coffee or a latte. I've used this a lot, that if you sit down and take that, you're spending $5 a day, and you go and do that 5 or 6 days a week. By a month, how much money have you spent? And do the math in your head. You're the finance guy. So let's say it's 5 days. Let's say it's $25 a week or $30 a week times 4 weeks. You're looking at $120 a month. And then that becomes what, $800 or something dollars a year?
The numbers I use are $100 a month. It's $3.33 a day. Mm-hmm. So if you don't get that one cup of coffee for $3.33, and I'm not saying some of them you can even find it for $3.33, it's $100 a month, which is $1,200 a year. You invest that smart, like in a cash value life insurance policy. In 30 years, you'll have $85,000 in cash that you can use while you're alive for whatever you want. So do you want the prestige of having a Starbucks branded cup in your hand when you're sitting there? Or do you want to have that motorboat that you can buy with the $85,000 or that second home or a cabin in the woods down the road?
And I think people don't realize, and I also have to tell you the whole couponing thing, I really was educated in a big way by somebody very close to me. My executive assistant, Arlie, is the queen of figuring out how to save money. She's taught me things, even on my business things that I need. We'll do a lot of things where we'll use places where we can get photos for graphic designs online. And I pay a lot of money for these photos. And she's like, you know, all you have to do is Google this and there's a coupon there. And so now I don't do anything online that if I'm going to purchase something without Googling to see if there's a coupon. Because quite frankly, I love saving money. I absolutely love saving money. I got the best coupon in the mail yesterday. I got a buy $100, get $100 off coupon. And so I'm saving that coupon. Yes, this was a big coupon thing. And for those things that I use, I save those things. And I think it's just smart. And I know that it goes beyond this, and it's not just couponing, but it's taking a look at where you're spending your money and deciding that this thing that you have, this thing called currency, isn't just to be kind of tossed away, to use it wisely. And we're going to talk some more about this because we're going to head off into another commercial break. And Lewis is going to teach us how to get our money to outlast us with his financial fitness handbook. We'll be right back.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. AmeriJet offers scheduled all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Now boarding, next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Candy G.
Welcome back. This is Candy G, and this is Nothing But Good News Radio. And just an announcement. I have a save the date for you. It's the TEDx Delray Beaches. It's called The Human Experience. And I will tell you, if you've never been to a TED event or a TEDx event, they are remarkable, remarkable events. And there will be one held on May 3rd, so save the date, May 3rd, 2013, at Delray Beach Center for the Arts at the Old School Theater. This event is going to be nothing short of spectacular, I promise you. And the TEDx Delray team has been working hard for months preparing this event. Even though it's still about a half an hour away and over the course of months prior to the event, we plan to allow our fans and followers to get to know each of our speakers on intimate terms, as well as those folks behind the scenes. They will be on the air with us. And yes, oh, by the way, Candy G will be speaking at TEDx in Delray. I hope for you to come out and to see us there. It's going to be pretty extraordinary. And also, we've been talking to Lewis Berlin, and Lewis has made an offer where you can get a copy of his book, which sells for $24.95 retail, The Financial Fitness Handbook, Making Your Money Outlast You, just by going to insuranceforenhancedliving.com. And just go there and click the button there, or you can contact me, Candy G, K-A-N-D-E-E-G, at CandyG.com, and I will forward the email off to Lewis, and you can download it, or he will send it to you for free. And this is no gimmick. He wants you to have this information, and that's why we love folks like Lewis being here on the air with us. How can we make our money outlast us? And, you know, Lewis, what I hear you say is start to save. Know where your money is. Don't spend more than you earn. Certainly has to be high on that list.
Definitely. Absolutely. You cannot spend everything you earn, and don't go into debt, because that's the killer. The interest rates will absolutely destroy you. Let me just make one comment on the book. When you go onto the website, there'll be a link to order the book. It tells you that it's available on a special price for $6.95. That's not your price. Your price is zero. Just write over that and say, I heard you on the Candy G Show, and I'm going to send it out to you at my expense, no charge, because the ideas in this book are crucial for you to be planning, to be learning. You don't need to work with me. You need to know the ideas that I teach so you can make your money work harder for you, so you will not run out of money at the end of your life.
You know, you talk about financial myths. Can we talk about what these myths are and what really the truth is?
Okay. So one of the myths that I mentioned in the book is the whole thing about the stock market. People think that there is a system to the stock market. They think there are ways to manipulate the stock market, that you can buy at certain times and sell in others. But what happens is the stock market performs fairly consistently over time. It's a steady rate of return. The key to investing in the stock market is when you put money in there, don't do a lot of trading, a minimal amount of trading. Trading is expensive. And what happens? Everybody knows, buy low, sell high. What does everybody do? They buy high and sell low. It's just a natural human thing to do. When it's high, you get excited. You think it's going places. When it's low, you panic and you sell. It's completely the wrong thing to do. I've got a lot of clients of mine who made a ton of money in Facebook. You know how? When Facebook came out, I said, don't buy it. Save your money. Where's Facebook trading now? Half the price. So everybody who took my advice and didn't buy $100,000 worth of Facebook just saved themselves $50,000. And there was no charge for them to do that.
And I appreciate that. So what about the housing market? What do you think about what's going on there?
There are two types of housing. There's the housing you live in and the housing you invest in. Real estate traditionally has been a great place to make money. But you have to have staying power. You have to be in it for the long run. If you're thinking of buying and flipping, you have to be very lucky. Now, where prices were 4 years ago, yes, you could have bought and flipped. Where they are today, no, you're probably going to have to hang on to it for a little longer. But one of the things that people don't realize is when they're young and starting out, you have a choice of buying a house or renting a house. If you're in that position, I encourage people to rent. Right now, it makes more sense to rent because houses end up becoming money pits. You pour tons of money into it. You have to stay for a real long time to hope that you get your money out. If you currently own a home, you want to borrow as much as you can and put that money to work in other investments, because the cost of a home loan today is ridiculously low, and as the tax laws stand now, the government's going to pay a portion of it. If you're in a high tax bracket, the government will pay 35% of it. So your money can conceivably cost you 2%, and you can do much better on that in other investments.
Let's talk about college.
College is the one area that I have the greatest difficulty in talking to clients about, because a lot of the people I talk to had their college paid for by their parents or their grandparents, and they felt that they came from a generation where they felt it was the obligation of the parents or the grandparents to take care of college for the kids. This is nice if you can afford to do it, but college doesn't cost what it cost before. Now it's very, very expensive, and there are a lot of scholarships and loans that weren't out there before. My concern is this. If you pay for college in full and then you go to retire, can you go back to the admissions office and say, I paid for my child to go here in full. I don't owe a dime, but now I'm trying to retire. Can I have a scholarship for retirement? Can I have a loan for retirement? No. You need to make sure your retirement's taken care of. That is the first priority. After that, then you save for college. Also, you have to realize the way college scholarships work. They go through a federal program called FAFSA. It's online. It's going to take all your information about all your assets and all your income, and it's going to ask you, how much have you saved for college? And if you put down whatever it is, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, they're going to say, okay, for every 4 years, I want 25% of that, and we will make up the rest for you in loans or scholarships. So if you put in zero because you've saved nothing, what do you get? You get more loans and you get more scholarships. So why do you want to save up for something that's just going to reduce your ability to get scholarships down the road? I'd rather put that money in a vehicle that's going to be there when you're out of college, that's going to keep growing for the next 30, 40, 50 years, so you have it when you retire.
Do you have certain favorite types of vehicles that you like to send folks to, or is it really individually?
It's individually, but there are certain key parameters. One, and this anybody can do, and they can do it without having any sort of financial advisor. You just get online with Schwab or Fidelity or one of those places. It's called a Roth IRA account. And this is really one of the kindest things the government has done for us. You can take up to, I believe it's $5,500 a year, put that into that account, and then it sits there. You get to invest it, and you never pay any more taxes on it. You pay taxes on what you earn before you put it in, but once it's in the Roth account, it grows tax-free forever, and you never have to take it out. And if you handle that smartly, that can go to a huge amount. But you have to realize, if you're investing in taxable accounts, means every year some of your income goes to the government, and that part that went to the government isn't available to make more money for you. In a Roth account, it's all there every year to make money for you. The second thing you need to do, if you are working a place that has a participatory plan, an IRA plan, a 401k, something like that, where there is a match. They'll match up to 5% of your money, up to 3% of your money, up to $15,000, whatever it is. This is free money. This is a no-brainer. You take this money, it's tax-deferred, you put it in this account, and it immediately it's double what you put in. You don't want to put in any more than the match, because after that, you're not getting that same benefit, but you do want to put in up to the match and make that grow. And the third place you need to put money is in whole life, cash value life insurance. And very few people know about this, because I don't know why people don't know about it. It should be something that's taught in elementary school. Money falls into three categories. That's money that's taxed now, money that's taxed later, and money that's never taxed. Money that's taxed now, you know what it is. It's your paycheck. It's the income you get on investments. Okay, money that's taxed later, that's IRA money. That doesn't get taxed until you take it out. The money that's never taxed is the cash value of life insurance and the death benefit of life insurance. So it's a wonderful place to make money grow without ever paying taxes on it.
You know, a lot of great information. I know folks are listening, and a lot of this stuff is all in your book, correct?
It is.
Oh, good, which is good to know. We'll let folks know how to get that book again. Oh, free, by the way, for folks listening to Candy G Radio, nothing but good news right here. You know, Lewis, why do people run out of money?
People run out of money because they don't plan ahead to save enough, and they're not sensible in the way they spend money. They fall into, they believe the hype in sales. I get, for instance, mailings all the time. Even though my baby's now 20 years old, I'm still on somehow a list where I get coupons for diapers in the mail. Maybe it's intended for me. I don't know. But I also get the places for insurance for kids where it says it's only $10 a month and you can get $50,000 of life insurance for your child with no medical exam. Don't people realize that that's the most expensive way to buy life insurance? Because there's no medical exam? So if you're spending money on that, if you're spending money foolishly on that, you're going to run out.
And would you agree that it's also a place where we kind of live in this world of instant gratification, and it's kind of like we're going out to dinner and we're going to spend more money than we would if we cooked at home. And there's something that I see that I want, so I'm going to buy it. It's going to be the next phone, the next TV, the next whatever it is, and that folks find themselves in a position of spending a lot more money than maybe they need to spend. Maybe folks don't need a new car every 2 years.
That's right. I can tell you, we live in a household where every holiday is celebrated by having emblems over all the different things that we use, paper plates, paper napkins, plastic bags, things like that. If it's Thanksgiving, we have the Thanksgiving emblem on that. If it's Christmas, we have the Christmas emblem on that. But we always have it at the wrong time, because what does my wife do? She goes to the store the day after Thanksgiving, the day after Christmas, the day after Easter, the day after Mother's Day, and buys the merchandise that's been put down. I don't care. It's a baggie, for gosh sakes. It's going to hold some old chicken in the refrigerator. I don't care what holiday it's gone on that. It's doing the same job, but it's half the price of a regular baggie. And when she goes overboard and buys too much, then we have it for next year. So it's been sitting in the closet for a year. But it's things like that.
Yeah, and I think it's also learning how to take care of the things that you have in a big way. I know for us, my husband and I very much have the same philosophy. We both work hard. We make a lot of money. But for instance, I drive an 11-year-old car. But if you took a look at my car, it looks like it's brand new. Okay, so it happens to be a cute little sports car, but we take such good care of it. You can't tell today when you look at the car that it's an 11-year-old car. And so, he says to me, do you want a new car? And I go, absolutely not. Why would I want a new car? This one runs fine. It looks great. But we take the time to take care of it, which is a different thing. And this is just basic finances, basic don't spend more than you make philosophy. Hey, this is Nothing But Good News Radio. I think we're about to head off to another break right now. And we'll be right back in just a couple of minutes. This is Candy G with Lewis Berlin. And it is about your financial fitness, doing the things that are smart. We'll be right back.
AmeriJet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, AmeriJet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website, amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
And now, WZAB traffic.
In Broward County, disabled vehicle on 595 eastbound at University Drive has the right lane blocked there. This traffic report's brought to you by Garmin. Also, debris on I-75 northbound at 595. Crash on 95 southbound on the entrance ramp for Commercial Boulevard. And a crash along Tamiami Trail westbound at Southwest 82nd Avenue. A Garmin newbie can show you the lane you need to be in. It makes every drive easier. Drive easy with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS navigation. I'm Ed Torrance, and that's your South Florida traffic.
Hey, this is Candy G. Welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. Now, before we get back to Lewis, I want to tell you, triathletes are buzzing about it. Cyclists are buzzing it. Nutritionists are buzzing about it, too. Join the buzz. At Eat Well Home Catering, their delicious, convenient, and affordable meals are protein, carb, and fat balanced for sustainable weight management, increased vitality, and excellent heart health. Call today, 786-991-6602, or visit them on the web at eatwellhc.com for delivery from South Miami to Boca Raton. That's eatwellhc.com or 786-991-6602. Discover how easy it is to eat well. Eat Well Home Catering, and it's great for diabetics, too. And that's a little bit of fitness, and we're talking about financial fitness today with Lewis Berlin. You know, Lewis, I want to ask you, how is it that we can avoid taxes legally?
That's a great question. There are two methodologies, one which I already discussed, which is the Roth IRA. Once you've paid your taxes on whatever you contribute to a Roth IRA, you never pay income taxes on it again. It's a great place to grow money. The problem with it, you can only put in so much a year. I think the number is like $5,000, $5,500 a year per person. This is the first place you should put money. But the other place that you really need to look at in terms of growing money tax-free is in cash value life insurance. And let me explain what it is. Most people think of life insurance, when they talk about life insurance, what they're really thinking about is death insurance. They're thinking about the type of insurance where you buy it for 20 or 30 years and it costs very little money. And if you happen to die in that 20 or 30 years, your heirs win. They get the $1 million. Right? That is death insurance, and it's important for people who have obligations. If they have a house, if they have a mortgage, if they have kids to support, a spouse to support, you definitely want to have something. The problem with term insurance is that after 20 or 30 years, it expires. So in most cases, over 98% of the term policies never pay a dime to anyone because people live too long. That's why you want to get into a cash value life insurance policy, which is going to build value. And the way these things work, it's more money every year, but your money has a cash component that you have access to while you're alive, and it keeps increasing. So if you have $1 million whole life policy, every year the cash value grows until at age 100, the cash value is the same as the death benefit. It's the $1 million, and you get to use that while you're alive. If you die in the meantime, you get the $1 million. Or you can tap into that cash value at any point in time. And when you take that money out, there is no income tax on it. So over time, if you're with the right policies, with the right companies, you can end up getting 8% tax-free, which, if you're in a high tax bracket, is the equivalent of getting a consistent return of 11 or 12%. It's very hard to do that outside of having your own business.
Okay. You know, I want to go back to, and it's really good information, and what I want to do is I want to go back to, because I'm keeping an eye on the clock with the show, and right off, we started the show with long-term care. And how scary it is not to have that. And what I'd like to do is circle back around and revisit that conversation a little bit. It's my belief that a lot of folks don't really plan for aging poorly or long-term care.
Candy, I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to get around to it too. And you're right and you're wrong. Actually, everybody has a plan for long-term care, except some of them have a plan that they made and some of them have a plan that the government made for them. Let me tell you what the government's plan is. The government's plan, if you need to be institutionalized in a nursing home, because you are not able to live by yourself. The government will give you the money you need to be in that nursing home once you have spent nearly everything you own. So the government's plan is reducing you to poverty and then putting you into a facility that offers services that are people are willing to provide for what the government will provide for them. It's not a super high quality of services. Okay? The other plan is people who plan ahead of time so that they can pay for the type of care that they like. And it's not as expensive as you would think. How much does it cost to get long-term care? Right now, in the area we live, something decent is about $200 a day. $200 a day is $6,000 a month or $72,000 a year. But that's today. If you're thinking about long-term care, you probably won't need it for another 20 years or so. So what's it going to cost then? Oh, if it's $72,000 a year today, it's probably $144,000 a year in 20 years. It could be more. That's for 1 year. Most people need it for 3 to 5 years. So if you say it's 6 years that you need money for, you're talking about $876,000. That's for one person. For two people, $1.7 million. So you need to be in a position to either liquidate $1.7 million in assets 20 years down the road to pay for long-term care for the two of you, or you need an insurance company that will pay that for you. And for a few thousand dollars a year, you can get a policy that'll do that. To me, it's a no-brainer.
And so, you know, I hear you relying heavily on these insurance plans, and I think that there are a lot of things that folks just don't realize. They don't know how to plan. They don't know how to realize it. And what I'm hoping is this show is going to open folks thinking about the possibility. And I guess, like, I take a look at myself, and I'm in really good shape. And I'm in, you know, good shape for my age, and I plan on being around for a long time. But what happens in 20 or 30 years?
See, what people don't realize is people have sort of forgotten about insurance. You have to remember where insurance started, especially mutual insurance in this company. Originally in the 1700s, it was a bunch of farmers who got together. And they said, you know what? Sometimes we have good years, sometimes we have bad years. And sometimes some of us do well, and sometimes some of us get wiped out. So let's pool our money together. And if one of us gets wiped out, there's money to support that family. Well, it's no different now, except it's on a much larger scale. Your money yourself is always...
Yeah, and what we're going to do, can we hold that thought until after this break? Because we are just heading off to a commercial break. This is our last break. Listen up. This is Candy G and Louis Berlin. We will be right back.
AmeriJet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipment online and receive an instant discount. AmeriJet website provides free quotes and online tracking to all its customers. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Candy G, bring up the phone, Candy G.
Welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, with our special guest, Lewis Berlin, who is the author of the Financial Fitness Handbook, Making Your Money Outlast You. And Lewis has made you an offer. You can go to his website, which is insuranceforenhancedliving.com, and there is a special place where you can click and get this book for free. Now, Lewis, if they click this button, it's going to come up and say, pay a small price. But what you're saying is to email you and you'll send it to them for free.
Exactly. What will come up is an email that says that something about paying $6.95 for shipping and handling. You just type over that. You say, I heard you on the Candy G Show. Send it to me. No charge.
And so, you know, we were talking about, you know, what can happen when you don't have long-term care and you don't have all the things that you need in place for retirement. And inside your book, there's a little cartoon. I want to read it. And there is obviously somebody reading, an attorney or someone who is reading to folks where their father has died. And it said, unfortunately, your late father did not leave a will or life insurance. So we'll sell everything else to pay debts, taxes, probate attorney fees, but you may each take one memento. And I think that really speaks volumes.
So many people don't bother to do a will or to have any sort of estate plan. And the problem with that is then you default to whatever state you live in, whatever their rules are. Probate's expensive. It takes a lot of money. There's no reason you should have to go through probate. It's easy enough to download forms from the internet. Those are basic things. If you have substantial assets, you want to get a lawyer involved, but at least you want to make your intentions known. The other thing you need to do is you need to have a durable power of attorney. It's a simple form. You fill in the name of somebody who's going to act on your behalf if you're incapacitated, and you also want to have a health care surrogate. You want somebody to make those decisions for you when you're unconscious.
And you list all of those things in your book, which is brilliant.
Yes.
The documents that you must have, plus also in one of the appendixes, you have a spreadsheet for assets, liabilities, income, and expenses. It seems to me, Lewis, that you have made this so comprehensive that folks can read this one book and get everything that they need to really get themselves on sound financial footing.
It really is. And I know that I've talked a lot about insurance here, and I sell insurance. That's how I make my living. But the book is not a plug for insurance itself, and I just don't indiscriminately suggest insurance. But what I was starting to say before the break, the reason insurance is so great is, let's say you buy a long-term care policy, and it's a few thousand dollars a year. Well, some people are not going to live long enough to benefit from that. So that means the people who do live long enough get to benefit from the money that the other people invested. It's a way of sharing the risk. You can only save so much by yourself. By going into shared risk, which is insurance, you multiply the assets that you have access to.
You know, so what I'm hearing here, folks, is open your eyes, take a look. A lot of folks have buried their head in the sand about their own personal finances. Sit down with your partner or your spouse and say, where are we really, so that we really can take the steps that we need to plan for our future, so that we can have the kind of future that we want by having the resources that we need, absolutely need, to get us where we want to be. So we're not in this place of not having what we need when we need it. You know, we have just a couple of minutes before we're off the air. Lewis, what do you really want to leave this listening audience with today? It's 2 minutes.
Sit down and talk to your spouse. Get a list of what you have. Know where everything is. If your spouse or your partner can't articulate to you, or you can't articulate to yourself what assets you have and where it is, then you have a problem. You need to get that resolved. The second thing is, whatever financial instruments you buy, you need to be able to state in your own words what those instruments do and why you bought them. If you can't do that, don't buy that. And if you're working with someone who won't explain it to you, don't work with that person. You need to know. You need to be in charge. It's your financial fitness. It's your future. It's your peace of mind.
You know, it's been such great stuff on the show today, and I'm going to remind folks that that Lewis is giving you a copy of his book. It's a $24.95 value, and honestly, what a great guy. He just wants to give it to you, which I really appreciate, Lewis. You know, he really has a philanthropic heart, and Lewis has started and developed several charities. He supports numerous organizations, including serving on local, national, and international boards, and his passion is writing about and teaching philanthropy, and he's developed several successful curriculums. And he's also very, very passionate about you getting your financial fitness together. So again, it's insuranceforenhancedliving.com. Or like always, you can go to candyg.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com, candyg at candyg.com. And I will make sure that you get the information and we make sure we get this book in your hand. Lewis, I so appreciate you being here with me today. It was a show full of tons of great information and a big thank you to you.
Thank you, Candy.
That's awesome. And I got to tell you, there's so much more stuff in this book. He's looking at this list of questions that I have here, and it's like, oh, we don't have time to ask all this stuff. So I encourage you to go ahead and go get the book. This is Candy G. This is Nothing But Good News, and we are here every Monday from 3 to 4. We've got lots of great shows coming up, so stay tuned in and go to the archives. All these shows are recorded, candyg.com. And like always, you know what I want you to do? Just get on out there and do something remarkable. Bye for now.